Today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I woke up this morning, and look, I don't watch the news because I get stressed, and the world is stressful. The past, I would say, it's not that the world has not been stressful before, but I feel like the past, I don't know, 6 years, let's say, have been very stressful because there was a whole, you know, discovering that conservatives are, or there are a lot of really extreme conservatives out there that don't have sense and that possibly my parents are one of them or are two of them. And, you know, my brother, well, I knew that because my brother is my brother. And, I've always known that. He and I have always been totally, totally not alike. You know, that coupled with the the Trump presidency and then COVID and then just all the stuff. And then even though we now have a Democratic president or a Democrat president, Joe Biden, who actually today, the past 2 weeks, they've gotten some stuff through, some bills through. So, I was saying, ugh, Congress can't do anything. And magically, some stuff has gotten through. I don't remember the names of all the stuff, but there were bills passed. Something about chips and China and inflation reduction. And there was a bipartisan gun bill that was passed. There were several things. So, you know, there's some good stuff coming. But anyway, I wake up, you know, because I don't watch the news, but I will read. I read Twitter, and that's toxic. But I don't watch the news, and so. But I wake up every morning, and Mark has Good Morning America on, and I wake up to Mar-a-Lago was raided, or Mar-a-Lago was I don't know what the word was that they used, but anyway. And then I got stuck on this, you know, spiral today because I wanted to know what was it about. You know, what was going on? Was the world coming to an end? Like, what happened? And so I've been on Twitter, and then I, in between meetings, I was watching the Rachel Maddow show from last night and stuff that I'm not supposed to be doing. I told myself I'm not going to be watching CNN or MSNBC or, you know, any of that kind of stuff because, you know, it's all sensationalized and, you know, they want to get the viewers, just like I don't want my parents to watch Fox News. You know, I'm not gonna, they sensationalize all the stuff. I need to just read a newspaper or something. But man, I was just consumed. And there's nothing, there's no information. But they're all speculating. And on top of that, you know, the Justice Department's not gonna say anything because it's an ongoing whatever the investigation is, it's ongoing. So they're not gonna talk about it. But then I get worried because all, you know, they're like, oh, he's going to use, Trump is going to use this to stir up his base. And he's going to, you know, and he's going to, there's going to be a civil war because if you read all the MAGA websites and the social medias and all that, they're all talking about civil war now. And I was like, oh my God. Proof. I'm going to go out and vote for all Democrats, but I cannot. Like, I cannot listen to this stuff or read the stuff. Like, it is so stressful to me. I mean, now I'm worried I'm going to walk out and there's going to be a tank in my front driveway because Mark and I are like the only one of two liberal couples on our block. The rest are probably Trump supporters. And now I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to go out and there's going to be a tank. You know, they're going to blow my house up. So anyway, that was my day. Last night, I thought that I was recording Throwing Down today with Joe Batance. And I thought, you know, I had to have my recipe cooked. I may have even mentioned it on, I can't remember, but I may have even mentioned it on the show yesterday. And it was this, I don't want to talk too much about it because, you know, we're going to talk about it on Throwing Down. And so I don't want to give a review or anything like that, but there were quite a few ingredients and you would think it was a very simple recipe because it was basically a quiche. No crust, just eggs and some ingredients. But I don't know, there was a lot of steps and a lot of washing of things and chopping of things and grating of things. I thought I had a Throwing Down recording today, so I was rushing. The other thing was, this particular dish is a weird one. Because I'm like, I don't know what to serve with this. Like, I don't know, is it an entree? Is it a side? Is it a, like, what is this? And what do I serve with it? And I had this chicken that I had to use because the expiration date had passed over the weekend. And I didn't want to throw it away. So I'm like, I'm going to use it. It doesn't smell bad. It smelled okay. So I decided I was going to make adobo, chicken adobo. And you marinate that soy sauce and vinegar, bay leaf, garlic, some pepper, some other stuff, peppercorn. But I don't like peppercorn, so I just use ground pepper. And I had already put it in the bag to marinate. So I'm like, well, I got to cook that. So I made this adobo chicken. I made rice because we always have it with either rice or ramen noodles. And then I made this egg dish, which is kind of weird to have those together. But then again, what do you have? It's called a zucchini slice. What do you have with that? Like, I don't know. So I was cooking for a good hour, maybe hour and a half, because I had all that stuff to cook. And, you know, then I feel like we finished Sandman, which I want to talk about this too. I really enjoyed Sandman on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, if you like any kind of fantasy, it's mostly fantasy. It's not really sci-fi, but if you enjoy like horror, fantasy, any kind of epic, you know, imaginative dream, like world building, like stuff like that. It was so good. And I never knew this existed in the world. Well, I was like, oh, well, this was written by Neil Gaiman. Maybe. Because I'm like, oh my God, it's over. And I really enjoyed it. Like, can I get more of the story? Well, it was a comic book. And it's been made into a graphic novel, which I guess basically means they just bind a bunch of comic books together. I don't even know. I've never been a comic book fan. And I thought, I want more of this story. But I like to read a book. I did research and there's no, it's all comic, it's all graphic novels, which they have, you know, this artwork with two sentences. And then you have to go to the next panel and then there's more artwork and two more sentences and then another. And I don't, but I went ahead and downloaded it. I'm going to try to read, air quotes, this volume 3 that is a collection of a subset of the comic books. But I don't know. I really want to know the story. Like, I really want to have more of the story, but I do not like comic books. There is an Audible version. I could do the Audible version. So I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's good though. Watch it on Netflix. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.